It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Andy Zaltzman. This is another issue of Top Stories, bringing you another top story from another issue of The Bugle. Now, here at The Bugle, we love an eccentric leader. And by love, I also mean quite often hate. And rash decisions and questionable morals abounded in December 2010, as John Oliver and I recorded issue 137, entitled Crazy Special.
Top story this week, Crazy Roundup! Andy, things have been so serious in the world over the last few weeks, with WikiLeaks, ongoing problems in Afghanistan, economic austerity measures rolling out across Europe, that it's easy to overlook the smaller, eccentric acts of insanity that the world provides every single day. It's a dance as old as time, Andy. Humans will get up in the morning, get dressed, and somehow feel motivated to do the stupidest bullshit you could possibly imagine. In many ways, it's intensely life-affirming to know that, even in the toughest times, we as a species can pull out the kind of platinum-grade crazy that you'd only expect during boom periods. So sit back, buglers, relax, and enjoy some of the more inspirational mayhem that the world has provided this week. China crazy news now! Peace Prize Wars! And China have been very vocal in their opposition to... Now, you're going to have to help me here. Is it Liu Zhibao?
Yeah, near enough, John. Is it Liu Xiaobo?
Enough for what?
Well, near enough,
near enough
for me,
to not
John.
Be offensive.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
He's not going to be able to listen, so he doesn't care.
Well, that's the point. Liu Zhibao has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, and you know, where the world sees him as a brave dissident standing up to a tyrannical government, China sees him as a f***ing annoying dissident standing up to the great and mighty China, who deserves to be crushed into dust under a proud Chinese boot. Rather than the Nobel Committee giving him a prize, they prefer it if everyone watched China put a brightly coloured cloth over Liu Zhibao and his family, then everyone closely watched a lady in a gold bikini walk in front of the cloth, then watched China pull back the cloth, revealing that everyone has magically disappeared, then everyone applaud and ask, how did they do that? Without, in fact, wanting an answer to that question.
Well, I mean, I think you're misinterpreting this, John. England have been accused by Sepp Blatter, the FIFA's head dickbag, of being bad losers after complaining about FIFA giving the World Cup to two of the world's more enthusiastically corrupt nations. And I think what China are doing here is just being bad winners. They're just being excessively modest.
Yeah.
A peace prize for one of ours? No, we couldn't possibly accept. I mean, it's terribly kind of you, Nobel Committee, but please, you're embarrassing us now. I insist. Please give it to someone else. We really don't mind. Really.
Well, in fact, China got turbo pissy about the nomination as soon as it happened and have derided the members of the Nobel Committee as clowns and accused them of orchestrating an anti-China fuss. Who translated that statement into English, Andy? Was it an elderly Victorian man? Did he go on to say that China thinks the Nobel Committee have created a real ballyhoo over what is essentially nothing more than a kerfuffle in a teacup?
Turbo pissy, wasn't that title of your debut album, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Days
it was.
As a rap artist.
Misunderstood and ahead of its time, Andy.
China
are trying to persuade countries not to attend.
How many urinals got broken in the videos for that?
It was, yeah, okay, more than I'm comfortable with, Andy. It was actually 26.
But good, good stats, good numbers.
Hell of a video, though. Hell of a video. Three left standing. China are trying to persuade countries not to attend the ceremony and are preventing Liu, who is currently serving a 11-year sentence, and any of his family from attending. I'll have to say that if when Liu Xiaobo first heard that he'd been nominated, if he thought that was the worst thing the government was going to do to him, he'd have done a little jig. So basically, in response to all this, China has decided to create their own peace prize to rival the Nobel Peace Prize and announced their winner this week. Is there a more childish response than that, Andy? Is it physically possible to respond in a more infantile way? I don't think so. Yeah. I don't like your treehouse, so I'm going to build my own treehouse. And it's going to be much bigger than your treehouse, and everyone's going to want to come to my treehouse instead of yours. Enjoy your stupid little treehouse that no one's going to care about, you poopy head.
It's all happened before, John. It's just like when America made up baseball because they were so shit at cricket. how can I hit the ball when I'm so busy eating grits and seeing my psychologist? I better win better no game. maybe I could get some voiceover work too. What do you reckon?
I think it can't hurt trying.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Unfortunately, I don't think you're going to get any voice work that isn't in kind of 1930s screwball comedies.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, a niche is a niche, John.
I'm not denying that. Yeah. China are calling this the Confucius Prize. And I think Confucius would be profoundly pleased, Andy, that after his lifetime of philosophical teachings and lectures on government morality, he was being used as a poster boy for a petulant piece of pathetic point scoring.
Well, I think you can understand why they're so pissed off, John, because the Nobel Committee, clearly from their point of view, they did not pick the right guy. Because the Chinese attitude is, well, you wanted peace, what about the head of the army who calmed that protest down and made Tiananmen Square safe for pedestrians and cyclists again?
Yeah,
where is his prize? He restored order, John. He deserves the prize.
It's all the way you look at it, isn't it? It's all subjective awards. It's very complicated. The awards committee said that the new Confucius Prize was created to, and I quote, interpret the viewpoints of peace of the Chinese people. Before, I think, looking around to the men in suits and dark glasses behind them saying, is that okay? Did I get that right? When can I see my wife again?
So the first winner was the ex-Taiwanese Vice President Lien Chan.
Yep.
Who saw off some pretty illustrious competition, actually, on the shortlist, including Bill Gates, the computer fan philanthropist, and erstwhile producer of f***ing irritating computer operating systems involving needless updates of word processors. Also saw off Jimmy Carter.
Yep.
The deposed American president and three-time winner of the Person About Whom It Is Most Often Asked Is He Still Alive award. Mm-hmm. Nelson Mandela, the celebrity former jailbird. And the Panchen Lama, Tibet's number two ranked lama, who must have won a very close runoff in the nominations race against the other Panchen Lama, the original kid that the Chinese government confiscated in the mid-90s and replaced with their own five-year-old stooge. Now that is young to be a stooge, John. I mean, this kid must have been a prodigy. Well, I know, British government wanted to use me as a stooge when I was only four. They wanted to install me as the new Shah of Iran, just a kind of puppet. But the previous one got turfed out, and it never quite came off, because the Iranian revolutionaries weren't that keen on it, so they said it would defeat the object of having chucked out the old Shah. And besides, my parents were a bit iffy about it, particularly as my elder brother was already being trained up to take over as president of Egypt in the event of anything happened to Anwar Sadat. So, and I wasn't that keen. I just got a new toy truck that I didn't want to let go of, so... Yeah. didn't quite work out. But this kid, awesome. I mean, a five-year-old stooge, that must be some kind of record.
It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. You know, if you're good enough, you're old enough. I think that's China's take on that. All of this means that the Nobel Medal and money won't be handed out for the first time since 1935, when Hitler prevented the anti-Nazi writer Karl von Ossetzky from picking up the prize, and in fact started his own award in its place, the German National Award for Art and Science, in protest. And the Nobel official said this $1.4 million award can only be collected by the laureate or close family members. And I bet this has led to a rush on renting out any Lucia Bow costumes, Andy. Yeah, I made it. The cash, please.
Yeah, I just sneaked out. Yeah, I've seen the Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just,
I'm surprised I'm here too. Yeah. But, really happy to get the award, obviously.
Tremendous honour, and just want to get back out there and do a bit more peace. And hopefully retain my title next year. I'm not taking questions. Thank you! British crazy news now, and BBC radio newsreader James Naughty has not been fired after living up to his name this week and being very naughty indeed, and calling a government minister a straight up. Of course, he claimed it was a slip of the tongue, and that when he said Jeremy, there was no colon between the words Jeremy and the word and that he was in fact spoonerising the culture's minister's culture secretary's surname Hunt and his job title culture secretary. Now this is clearly a bit far fetched, and particularly he really hit the sea of as if he meant it. He properly said. First up, after the news, we're going to be talking to Jeremy. And then proceeded to giggle his way through through the next minute of the news bulletin whilst claiming that he had a cough. I have a cough. Clearly a Freudian blooper from the what's known by sceptics as the Bolshevik Broadcasting Corporation. And maybe there's something in this, John, because we can exclusively reveal that the Bugle has received a leaked copy of Naughty's script from the Today programme, and in fact, if anything, he toned it down, because the original script says, first up after the news, we're going to be talking to Jeremy the f***ing to see what the f*** has to f***ing say about the f***ing government f***ing over every single in Britain. Yes, it's the man who puts the into this country is going to the dogs, Jeremy the Hulture Secretary. And tomorrow we'll be speaking to Alistair Luckpig, the farming minister. There, a few Christmas bleep for you, Chris.
Yeah, thanks very much, Andy.
Yeah. Anyway, if you just type James Naughty into YouTube, you'll not be disappointed. It's great to see a grown man, a respected broadcaster, just giggling inanely at having sworn. It's the last thing to go, John. I think that's the first thing you learn as a child and the last thing you lose as a broadcaster.
Thank you for listening to that top story from a Bugle past. Now help keep the Bugle alive in the present, and indeed, more importantly, the future, by joining the Bugle voluntary subscription scheme at thebuglepodcast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.